All right, here on the Finsiders with cornerback Sean Smith. Going to have a good time today. Sam Madison's here, which means we get a little DB talk. Let me start with this. It seems to me, seeing you guys on the field, off the field, at practice, at games, around the facility, it seems got a little swagger going right now and maybe a little bit of a fuller personality than we've seen the last couple of years. How good is this team feeling about itself at this moment?
I think this team is feeling like really, really good about themselves. You know what I'm saying? I know our record says what it is, and you know we definitely deserve that. You know we let some games go out there, but inside these four walls, when we think about you know where we could have been and all the hard work that we've put in so far, you know the Dolphins are a very, very good team, and right now we're playing some very, very good ball. You know we have a lot of young guys who are stepping in some roles and make some plays, so. You know, we just have to keep grinding and stay humble and take this game one thing at a time.
Well, you mentioned the record, and obviously it's 4-3. But last year after seven games, it was 0-7. And I look around the locker room, and it's like, well, that guy was here last year, that guy was here last year, that guy. What's the difference between this year and last year and four more wins?
Oh, this team is starting to learn how to finish. You know, last year, just like you said, we were 0-7. But if you look at it, we were in all those games, I think, for the most part. And, you know, the second half, we just continued to have meltdowns, turnovers. You know, we're giving up touchdowns and things like that. So, you know, I think this year, you know, we have a lot of vets who, you know, have stepped up and said, you know what, it's time to win. You know, just go ahead.
No, sorry about that. Let me cut you off. But you said something that's very important, and I think it hit with a lot of guys up here, a lot of young guys on this roster that's starting to step up and into place. And you can even put yourself in that category because you guys are still fairly young out there, and now you're making plays. Is that something that you guys did, grew amongst yourself? We saw through Hard Knocks, Reggie going up, talking to Coach Philbin and say, hey, we need to put a veteran group together. And those guys, y'all put one another in certain situations to start to make plays a couple of rough games early, but y'all had to find a way to fight through those rough spots.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, if you think about it, you know, some of these young guys don't even have a choice, you know, whether it be via injury, trade, or, you know, somebody's going down. You know, I know in the secondary, Vontae gets traded away, Richard Marshall's get hurt, and all of a sudden, Nolan Carroll and Jimmy Wilson are in the game now full time. So, I mean, you know, things get real out there, and you know, it's different from practice. And when you get on that game, and you know, in the secondary, all it takes is a shift motion, and all of a sudden, we have to go in and out in man coverage. And you know, now you're working with a young guy who you know hasn't have all this experience out there, and now you have to be able to trust him and hold him accountable.
I noticed there's another big corner that I see roaming the sideline with dreads, Al Harris. How much has he helped in your development this year? Because this year I've seen you taking your game to the next level. But how much do you think he's helped you, and how much is he in your head having you stay on top of the things that you need to stay on top of?
A lot. It's huge. I'm definitely glad that the Dolphins decided to keep him around. You know, Al's a guy I definitely respect. You know, I definitely know his career well. And so whenever I have something going on, I always ask him, how would he play it? You know, because me and him are just alike. He said he was a press corner. So he understands what I'm going through in certain situations out there. So whenever something happens, I always get his feedback, see how he would do it. And, you know, I think Al does a good job of not coaching me too hard, but, you know, throwing little things out here and there and allowing me to make my own adjustments.
Sean Smith is with us here in studio. You mentioned Nolan Carroll. To me, he's got to be maybe the most pleasant surprise on a team filled with pleasant surprises, because Richard Marshall's a veteran guy. He comes in, he's playing good ball, gets hurt. Nolan Carroll comes in, and Nolan Carroll's playing really good football. What have you seen from this guy, you know, maybe from last year to now?
I'm definitely not surprised by what's going on with Carroll, but I think the biggest thing from last year to this year is that, you know, he's confident in knowing that he knows his stuff, and he doesn't need anybody to verify that for him. So just like I was saying earlier, when you're out there and, like I said, a shift motion, and now the coverage changes, he's not looking back at the safety, to, you know, waiting for the call. Nolan can go out there and make the call himself and play the technique for him.
And like Jesse said earlier, looking in that locker room, there's a lot of talent still on this football team that was on this team for the last two or three years. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the offense. Defense for the last two or three, they pretty much held their own, you know, throughout the course of the run and the pass, doing good things. But all of a sudden, now you see points being placed on the scoreboard. Now you get a little more extra rest on the sideline because you have more – and you laugh, but that is a real important thing, because now you have an opportunity to go out there with a lot more energy to go out there and make plays.
Yeah, the worst feeling in the world is as soon as you come off, you're celebrating, as soon as you grab your graduate, you know, they yell punt, and you're like, oh, man, that was just a, you know, the three and out right there. So, you know, it definitely feels good to go out there and be able to, you know, rest, enjoy the game, and like you said, get our energy back. And also, it feels good to be able to, you know, finally get to see your offense produce points and, you know, put pressure on their defense.
You know, Jesse mentioned that, you know, you guys are playing with a different swagger. There's a different swagger in the building. But one thing that I notice out on the football field is I see a different swagger in the secondary. How was the secondary changed? Because the guys are still the same, but what has changed from last year to this year? I mean, you still got Clemens in the back. You still got Rashard Jones. You're still man in one corner, and Carroll is still. So you still have all the familiar characters. What is the biggest difference between this year and last year?
I would say growth, maturity, and just another year with being in the same secondary with one another. You know, just like Sam said, we're all young. I mean, this is only my fourth year. This is Chris' fourth year, and this is Nolan and Rashad's third. So we're all young, and, you know, we've all played with each other in practice, but, you know, it's nothing like being out there in that game environment. So just with this whole another year coming in, and, you know, this secondary can be dogged only so many times now. I mean, and at the same time, I understand because our run defense is so good. And, you know, at times it looks like, okay, the secondary is a weak link. But, you know, when you got four Pro Bowlers on the D-line, your run defense is going to be good up there. So, with, you know, just having that going on, this secondary is to say, you know what, it's time for us to step out and make plays because, you know, the secondary is the key to the whole team, I think. So, you know what I'm saying? We win or lose on our play.
Well, I know Sam agrees with that. Sean Smith is here. And, all right, so we've had Andre Johnson this year. We've had Larry Fitzgerald this year. It goes on and on, the big-name wide receivers. You get another one this week in Reggie Wayne, veteran guy, knows all the little tricks of the trade, that kind of stuff. What are you doing to get ready to face this guy on Sunday?
It's crazy because if you take a look at what he used to do with Peyton Manning, it's completely different than what's going on right now. You know, with the former Pittsburgh OC coming in, and it seems like he's kind of in the Hines Ward mode, you know what I'm saying, whereas they move him all around. He's in the slot, you know, they're trying to get him away from, you know, just the typical press man coverage. So, you know, you definitely have to keep your eye on where he's at because he's playing all kind of positions right now, and they're finding ways to get him the ball in his hands.
And you look at this team, and you've been in this situation having to be a starter, coming in early as a rookie, and having to play special team roles. Looking at these special team guys, man, it has to be fun for you as well because you started there. And just watching and seeing Coach Rizzi putting these guys in situations to make plays, like we still talk about. These guys are young, but yeah, they're learning on the fly, and they're learning at a very rapid pace.
Yeah, definitely. I think special teams is a huge reason on why our record is the way it is now. We have guys, like you said, stepping up big. Jimmy Wilson, Olivier Vernon, you know, Tresnick out there. I mean, the list goes on and on of just, like I said, young guys who understand what it takes to win and who are being coached well right now, and it's starting to pay off for us.
I'm going to move to the other side of the ball for just a quick second. And being your rookie year, you look at some of the things that you've gone through and maybe some of the struggles and some of the triumphs that you've gone through. And now you look at a guy like Ryan Tannehill who's coming in and making it such an impact. What is it like to watch him grow every single practice and then every single game?
It's crazy because, you know, I definitely understand what he's going through and all the expectations because, you know, he's coming in, he's being thrown right in the fire. You know, you're starting out the gate, and I think quarterback and cornerback are two of the hardest positions on the field. You know, what we do can get exposed out in the public for everybody to see, you know, whereas, you know, if you're on a D-line or a linebacker, you know, you're in the wrong gap and things like that. No one really knows out there on the field except when you watch meetings. And when you go out there on Sunday, and if I mess up or he messes up, it's put out there for the world to see. So I think it's good that, you know, Mike Sherman came in, you know, his coach came in, and so the playbook is real familiar with him. And, you know, when you have Hartline and Best out there and Fasano, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, kind of guide you through on what's going on as far as coverage and blitzes like that, it's always a plus. But it's definitely been great for us.
Really good insight on this Dolphin team and Sunday's game against Indianapolis with cornerback Sean Smith having an outstanding 2012 season so far. Thanks for coming in, Sean, and good luck on Sunday against the Colts.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having
Can we
me.